segment. Joining me live in studio today is LCSD 2 Superintendent Matt Erickson. Superintendent, good morning. Thanks for coming in today.
Good morning, Duke. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you and I were actually just kind of laughing off the air before we went on how fast it goes. It's already mid-February, pushing late February now, and just rolls right along, doesn't it?
Time just marches on.
It keeps on going. A couple things to bring up today. When you do get in this time of year, the school district starts looking at staffing and personnel for the upcoming school year. Tell us where things stand right now for District 2.
So as we look at the future, Duke, it's crazy, but we're already planning 2 and 3 years out, looking at class sizes. We have our kindergarten census, if you will, and so we try to make predictions and look at staffing. As part of that, mid-January every year, we open up our certified internal transfer portal. We're trying to match up to the NCAA now. We don't have any NIL deals going on.
I was going to say likeness, yeah.
Yeah. But that's open right now. So there's a lot happening behind the scenes that maybe people don't, people aren't aware of that as we look to the future.
Absolutely. So what are some of the biggest needs right now as far as staffing for the district?
So we continue to face a major teacher shortage. So we've changed our recruiting techniques the last couple of years and finding great success with recruiting people that have housing or access to housing or land, so to speak, here in Star Valley. And we have some rock star moms and dads that have chose to, you know, go down the route of an online degree and get their teaching credentials through Wyoming Professional Teaching Standards Board. And we're finding great success with that revised strategy, if you will. It's a sign of the times.
In a perfect world, how many teacher slots do you think you could fill right now district-wide? How bad is the shortage, I guess, is what I'm asking.
The shortage is for real, especially in some of our content areas at the secondary level and then some of our key areas at the elementary level. Kindergarten teachers, for instance, there's a shortage of people that have a true desire to teach kindergarten. They're amazing. They should be paid triple, you know, and then obviously math and English and some of those things at the secondary level.
LCSD 2 Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning. Kind of in correlation to this, we've talked about the new additions at Afton and Osmond that are complete. I was in both those schools recently, got a first look at the inside, looks good. So Afton right now is still, those new classrooms, if I'm understanding correctly, are not being used currently for classroom instruction. Is that the hope that you can, I mean, is it trending that way that you're going to need students in those classrooms and need teachers to fill them?
Yes, but if you look at our enrollment as a district is down about 100 during the 23-24 school year from the 22-23 school year. But as the state has changed their algorithm, if you will, and they're looking 8 years out now based on the past 2 decades of enrollment. So if you look at the projections from the state, our enrollment is going to slowly trickle up over the next 8 years is the prediction. And we want small, moderate growth that we can handle.
Right.
Duke, I don't know if I answered your question a couple minutes ago, but on the teacher, we generally approach a new school year thinking, hey, we're only going to have 5 or 6 certified openings, and then we end up about 20 to 25 for some reason. So anyway, we're anticipating that we're going to be in need of hiring around 20 teachers again for the 24-25 school year.
So what you're saying, if there's anyone out there listening that is ready to launch a new career, tell us what options for training are available. Because you mentioned that a lot of people are now getting credentials online, right? So people can stay at home and get that done?
Correct. And Jason Horsley and Corey Hoganson work with our student teachers and with the various different universities and do a great job there. So we have had, and we just started yesterday with some additional folks that are student teaching. So we've really got our eye on those people. And Duke, I was introduced to a study the other day that when it comes to education, the number one thing that certified staff is requesting now, when it comes to retention and joy and job satisfaction, is a flexible schedule. So we're also looking at avenues. It's really tough in teaching to have a flexible schedule.
Right.
I mean, you can't run home during your planning time or you know, but we're trying to be responsive to those things and let things evolve. So, for instance, job sharing and those types of things, we found great success. We have a job sharing. We have a couple of teachers at Thane Elementary this year that teach every other day. And we've found great success with that. And it's probably not probably it's due to the quality of the individuals or the teachers that are job sharing. But one of the things that we're looking at is to see if we can expand that to be responsive, especially to young moms. And so we can keep them in the ranks and also allow them to do the most vital thing and most important thing that we value anyway in Lincoln too and in Star Valley and Cokeville, and that's family.
Sure. Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. another thing that happens this time of year, of course, the legislative session gets underway next month. Tell us maybe some things that you are keeping an eye on with our local legislators.
So, yeah, the stress amps up a little bit during the legislative session, but we have great local legislators, and we've been meeting behind the scenes with our local legislator, Senator Dockstetter, Representative Allred, and to some extent Representative Andrew Byron, they're aware of our needs, and we have their ear, and they have the same values and standards that we do, and the same hopes and desires. So as we approach this budget session, what I'm hoping comes out of it is that the legislators will choose to fund the ECA to the level that the governor's requested in his budget.
And for those of us not in the education world, re-explain the ECA.
The external cost adjustment. And then there's also a RCA, which is the regional cost adjustment, which benefits only a handful of districts, and we're one of those districts. So currently we're underfunded on the RCA, the regional cost adjustment, and we hope that that's made right as well. But there's only so many fun tickets at the end of the day, and we realize that, and we're extremely blessed with the resources that the legislators provide to the school district.
Superintendent Matt Erickson, LCSD number 2 in studio this morning. As always, appreciate the update. Anything else you'd like to mention?
I noticed that you had Ryan Lyman on last week.
Uh-huh.
And it was interesting. I don't know if he noted it or not, but we have 14 buses currently on order. Some of them have been on order for 3 years, and we just took possession of 4 of those, I believe. So slowly, wow, they're trickling in.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
So even back order on school buses.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Gotcha. That's Matt Erickson this morning, superintendent of LCSD number 2 on the SVI Radio Network.